Friday. He'll give us the latest. That music means Jason Wilde is joining Kyle Bruston Norman here across ESPN Wisconsin. We are presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. Jason, let's get to it. How are you?
Good, fellas. How are you?
We're doing well. I want to start here with you because you had an insightful conversation with Jordan Love. What's been more impressive to you, his play on or off the field?
I love the way he carries himself. That has been, to me, impressive. He's not, you know, arrogant. He's humble. He's calm. He's, I still think, one of the best things I've heard about describing his leadership style was from Dallin Levitt, who said it to our friend Jen Latta, that it never feels like conflict. Now, if there are going to be some tough times, at some point there's probably going to have to be some conflict if guys need their quarterback to get after them a little bit. But I love his demeanor. He kind of carries himself the way that, you know, if I was his teammate, I would like my quarterback to carry himself and to understand that when I screw up, I'm certainly not doing it on purpose. So I like that about him. But, you know, and Tausch and I had our little semantics battle.
Very good. Awesome.
Yeah, the bottom line is 0 for 6 in a fourth quarter and not moving the ball an inch when you're trying to drive for a potential game-winning field goal. That's not good. Not good. That has to count on the resume, right? But, you know, I think he's been really, really good, and I think he deserves credit for being really good. I don't think his, you know, certainly leading the NFL in quarterback rating is a function of 6 touchdowns and taking care of the football. And he deserves a ton of credit for that. I think Jordan would probably admit that that number is probably not going to stay that high all season long. There's going to be some times surrounded by young players where he's going to throw a ball where he thinks the guy's supposed to be or knows where the guy's supposed to be, but the guy's not there. He's going to make his own mistakes, and he's going to throw some picks, so it's not going to be perfect. But, you know, I just don't know how on either side of that coin, on or off the field, you could be disappointed with him so far.
Jason, to keep on the conversation going of David Bakhtiari, which I'm sure is just everyone's continued most favorite headline. We were able to hear from David yesterday. Obviously, LaFleur on the podium shared his frustration. I'm curious, have you been able to speak to any other player on the team, or even if it's not directly a vibe of, are the rest of the teammates comfortable and okay with whatever the situation is, whether it be, you know, the lack of communication in the organization, and then going forward that, like, yeah, okay, we might go several weeks without DB, it might be every other game. How are the teammates feeling about all this?
Yeah, you obviously played in this league. If I had come up to you and asked you what you thought of David's situation, if you were the punter for this team, how would you have handled it, Brad?
I would have said that David's a all pro and we can trust him with his body and
some
we support him in every
buddy
situation that we can. He's an asset to our team.
Yeah, you would have said,
how's that sound?
I gotta go to the cold tub.
Right.
What you would have said. I haven't really talked to the other guys. Look, to me, and maybe I'm just more forgiving and more realistic and pragmatic, but this feels so mismanaged to me. Like, I felt like you just get out in front of it, right? Say, look, David's knee is all messed up. And it's even worse when he plays on turf. Now, if he's able to play, he's going to play. Now, if he's not able to play, or there's a question of whether or not, if he does play, he's going to do more harm than good because that game is on turf. And if he plays in that game, then we could miss out on having him for the 3 weeks that follow because it causes such inflammation and fluid and everything else in that knee. So what we've decided is, look, we want him to play the maximum number of games that are humanly possible for him with his jacked up knee. And if that means that sometimes there's a week where if it was on grass, we'd say, David, can you go? And David would say yes, and he would play. And if it's that same week, but it's on turf, and he says, I don't know about that. I personally think that that would be a reasonable approach because the ultimate goal is for him to play the maximum number of games to help your team win. Like, this idea that the whole problem with yesterday's conversation with him was that there seemed to be this undercurrent of that he didn't play because it was like a protest against the existence of turf. Like, you know, like the guys on the medal stand at the Olympics with their fists raised. And I never thought that. And he and I corresponded later in the day about that. I just think you're a moron if you think that. Now, if you think that he could have played if the game had been on grass, but he wasn't willing to because he knew the damage it would do and how he'd probably not be able to play against New Orleans the following week. If that was the story, I would like to have heard that. And the fact that no one seemed to be in the same, not only were they not on the same page, but I don't even think they had the same playbook when it came to dealing with this publicly. That to me is where the problem comes in. And when David blames us, my comment to him is, look, man, this could have been, if you guys would have been proactive instead of reactive, none of this would have happened. And yeah, maybe there would be some people that are stubborn and would have said, I don't give a damn. He's making $30 million. He needs to play. I don't care if he's playing on concrete. He should be out there and he should push through it. And maybe there was an era of football where he would have, but not that we don't live in that world now. And so I would much rather say, all right, we got four more turf games to go. That one on New Year's Eve in Minnesota could potentially be a playoff-like situation for us. So let's say, hey, let's try and get him for this week with New Orleans. Let's see how he comes out of it, because I don't know how realistic it is for him to play again, you know, 5 days later on a Thursday. So we'll see how that goes. But let's try and get him 13 games. And if he sits out some of these turf games, fine. But again, just be honest, be realistic, and go through your logic behind your approach, and I think everyone would be fine.
We are on KBN, and we're speaking with Jason Wilde here. And Jason, my question for you is, like, Matt LaFleur, I saw some of his quotes from today, and LaFleur, he seems to be very direct right now, especially when it comes to towards the defense's performance. Do you have any additional details on what he talked about, this specifically about the defense, and him really saying that, you know, the motivation shouldn't just be him, it should be playing better?
Well, yeah, he was obviously very short and critical. What did he use? He used, we got
shredded consistently,
shredded with one quote, and then gashed was the other mm-hmm. one. You know, and then, so his comment today was, I would hope they're motivated by more than me just saying that stuff publicly. We're going to talk to Joe Barry here in a minute or two. I mean, look, they didn't play well. There's no two ways about it. Now, I would just argue, and I know you guys saw that video that the Falcons put out, that overhead video of that Bijan Robinson run.
Woof. Dirty.
Look,
nasty.
I don't want to make excuses for Darnell Savage, but, dude, that guy's special. I mean, we heard people compare him to Barry Sanders with his cutting ability. And on that play, that's who he looked like to me. I don't think that, yes, you want to make the tackle, but I'm not sure there's a ton of shame in that guy beating you and making you look bad and breaking your ankles.
Talking with Jason Wilde here on KBN. Jason, we appreciate the time. We know we got you got to run and talk to some more people there at 1265. You can hear him Monday through Friday on Wilde and Tausch.
I'll give Joe Barry all you guys his best. I know you'd like me to say hi to him for you.
Please do.
Kyle wants to be close with anybody in
the room. No, please do. I don't want to fire the guy, unlike some people around here.
I didn't say that. I think it's he's yet. The performances have been no different than what we've seen. Jason, thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That Jason.